Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for showing us things that are coming. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a time frame of all of these things happening so we can warn our people. And Lord, we ask that you send the angels out in order to persuade, because they can do it. Persuade our people to come to you, Lord, before it's too late. And I praise you and thank you for it, Lord. I want every one of my family and my siblings into the kingdom in Jesus' name. And I know everybody else here does too. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that the Lord of the harvest is already taking care of it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And Lord, I thank you that your angels are over there and the people are helping to get all of the people out from under the rubble there in Colombia. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that they're not going to lose now another one. And we praise you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. I saw where they got a little baby out the other day. Yesterday, I believe it was. Yeah, I got a little baby out underneath some rubble. I heard it crying in there and they went under there and got it. Praise be to God. All right. Anybody else got a prayer they'd like to pray? I bless that food in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share? I'll tell you some news if you'd like to hear. Yeah, Missy, go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go first. Ladies first. Always ladies first, unless I want to talk.
Okay. Well, I have some things I want to like share and pray. Anyway, there's two short videos of Brandon's that have been put out recently about earthquakes and stuff like that I sent to my brother, and the other day I sent my niece prophetic word. She lives out in San Francisco. Anyway, I hadn't he heard from her. I'm guessing she still uses that email. I don't know, but I sent the two shorts to my brother, her dad, and I haven't heard anything from him. But Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would speak to him and him take it seriously, and talk to Anna about this, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that I just cast down all skepticism and just any kind of doubt and unbelief and or anything like that. Lord, just speak to him and that he take it seriously, and that Anna take it seriously too, Lord, and that they seek you about it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that no matter what though, Lord, that you are going to keep Anna safe. And I thank you and I praise you for that. And I believe for your Psalm 91 protection over her, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for that, and that my brother will eventually get back to me and talk to me about it, and that we will have there will be a civil conversation about it. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I met somebody on an 81-year-old man on the rail trail Sunday, I guess it was, and gave him a tract. Talked to him. He said that he was that he knew Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and I prayed for his knee, and I thank you, Lord, that he will look that up, the website, and that he will be greatly blessed, and that you will bring him on in you, and deliver him from any doctrines of demons or any deceptions that he has, Lord. And I ask you to watch over him and keep him, Lord, in the times to come, Lord, and that If it's your will for him to take him here soon, because of everything that's going on, Lord, I pray that he be ready to go with you in Jesus' name. And then today I met Lord, thank you. You've been blessing me so much, and you've been giving me the boldness to share you with others. And a lady that I've seen lots of times in the neighborhood out in her yard, and her name, she told me her name is Burl. And I said, well, I have a husband named Merle, but her name is Burl. And it sounded familiar. I don't know if maybe quite a while back or something I might have talked to her. I don't remember that, but maybe I met somebody else along the way somewhere with that name. But and her husband's name is, and I've seen him walk in lots of times and said hi, and he seems like a really nice man. Anyway, she said that she's 95 and her husband is 96. And she said she knows Jesus as her Lord and Savior. And she was the sweetest lady. Oh my gosh. I see her and her husband out in the yard all the time. And she was trying to get rid of crabgrass today. And I'm like thinking, I said to her, I said, just curse it and tell it to die. She says, I have told spoken that or whatever. But she said something, that something about the God heals her, or God's her healer, or something like that, or whatever, her being 95, But I don't think she means it in the way that we mean it. But anyway, so she was really interested. She said she'd definitely get on the website. I told her that Sovereign God and Real Good News are two. And she said she's had problems understanding the word at times of the years, and I said, well, I asked the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I said, then you'll really, he'll help you understand and so on. She was so sweet. She was just like an open book. She just all ears, and just, oh, bless her, Lord, her and her husband Clarence, Lord. And I believe he's probably a believer too. So I didn't ask her if he was, but just my sense. So I just asked her if there was anything that she wanted prayer for, and she said no. She says, I don't ever ask for anything for myself. I always pray for everybody else. And she says, God knows my needs and everything. And I said, but it says you ask not, you have not. She said, that's true. But I said, I understand. I was kind of talking to her. I understood what she meant, and there's a joy in giving to others and serving others and not thinking about yourself, and stuff. But anyway, just bless them mightily, Lord, and watch over them and keep them and restore them, and continue to keep them in good health and complete healing, divine healing, and health in Jesus' name, Lord. They just seem I was just so blessed to get to talk to her, and I thank you, Lord, for that encounter. And I thank you, Lord, the next time I see her, we're going to get to talk about what she's read in either Real Good News or Sovereign God. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. Bless her socks off. Anoint what she reads mightily. And thank you, Lord, for giving her every bit understanding on everything that she revelations, Lord. And I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for that encounter, and blessing them both in Jesus' name. Amen. That even
Amen.
her husband too, Lord, would read what I gave her, that they would read together, Lord, out of the books, whatever book they choose, Lord, lead them what they should read first, Lord. Thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Anybody got anything they want to pray about? There's a lot to be praying about. Yeah, Judy.
I read a clip of an video and I started to watch it. It was Benny Johnson, but apparently there was an assassination attempt on President Trump leaving Turkey on the new Air Force, Air, new Air Force, new Air Force One. What is that? Is that the president's ride? Air Force One? Anyhow, the new one that he has. Anyhow, that there was some assignment or something, an assassination planned. So apparently they snuck him off on the other side of the plane through an emergency gate, whatever, and put him into a like a just
I
a
put him
an
in a
airport.
regular Air Force One.
Well, they first they no, they put him in a on the airport runway. Nobody saw him. They moved him into just like an airport truck, truck thing. And then they escorted him off the, nobody, the media, everybody who was filming everything, they saw him get on Air Force One and they shut the door and stuff, but they apparently Secret Service got him off a the plane and into a regular like truck that was waiting down there by the exit gate that he was out there and on the plane. Anyhow, then they took him to someplace else, I can't remember, and got him another aircraft. That was in Turkey. Apparently he was in Turkey recently, like yesterday maybe. I don't know. I haven't been following along. But that was Benny Johnson. If you look it up, just YouTube, it was on YouTube, Benny Johnson, that there was an
So
assassination attempt on him planned. So they had to get him off Air Force One.
that's not the one. Let me see if I can clarify this. That's not the one where he was using the Air Force One from the gift from Qatar. Oh, he was.
That
Where
was
there
that
was some.
aircraft. It was the new one.
Okay, well, what they did, they got some information that there was going to be some kind of an attempt on him. And they
Yeah.
did. They
So
switched him
they.
over to the regular Air Force One
Yeah,
and
but
brought
I
him
guess
back.
it was apparently a little bit more dramatic than that. I don't know.
Yeah,
History,
no
Julie.
doubt. No doubt. Yeah.
They had to get him off there without the media and everyone seeing him. Let me see if I can
Yeah.
find it and I can share it with you or what if you guys want to watch it. But
Yeah, that happened last week, the week before last, I forget which. If that's the same one.
this just happened like yesterday. Here,
Oh,
Trump.
okay.
I'm the founder of Mudwater. And I could do without the commercials, but okay. Trump forced to evacuate on secret military jet after assassination plot to blow up Air Force One. This was 10 hours ago that Benny posted this. That's a video.
What happened that the concerned them, that they found out
Let me see if I can get the transcript
Julie?
here. Sorry. I didn't watch the
Hello,
whole thing. I'm
class.
so
What is the
sorry.
difference
I'm not
between
going to get to
that's
the
it?
transcript, but there's a transcript here. I can maybe. The actual. Yeah.
He's had so many attempts on his life. Good gracious.
He's a wanted man.
Radar without
Yeah.
a call sign before taking the Air Force One call sign mid-flight despite not being on
Subscribe,
board
see
or in
my
flight tracking complete.
transcript. Here we
Even
go.
the data track.
Quiet, Benny. All right. A catering truck. Okay, so he got off while cameras were, well, while the cameras of the world were trained on the plane, Donald Trump got off into a catering truck and was taken to a secret ops plane by the military that nobody had photographed and nobody had ever seen. The president said he's number one on Iran's hit list. You can actually see what happens here, and he gets to talk about. Hold on here. So he gets on board an old plane. Then what happens? He gets into his catering truck. He boards the catering truck
That's a good one to get on.
and then they get take him to a different plane over here, and the catering truck brings Donald Trump to the waiting military jet after boarding the decoy in front of the cameras. And so he got on the Air Force One decoy. And there you go to the media boards on the plane. Unbeknownst to them, Trump's not even on the plane at all. And let's see. Let's see. The plane then took off without the transponder on, so it was completely dark. They were worried about the president's safety here. Citing an official and other material it reviewed, the Washington Post reported that the undercover maneuver took place at the Anarca, that's ANARCA, CHA, excuse me, airport in Ankara Airport amid incredible Iranian threat against President Trump arrived in the Turkish capital on the 8th aboard the brand new Boeing 747 aircraft donated by Qatar following the U.S. military strikes. To counter the threat, the U.S. security officials executed a ruse on the Turkish tarmac. Trump walked up the stair. Okay, he's just repeating himself here. Okay, thinking Trump is inside. Reporters instructed to close their okay. The reporters on the plane were instructed to close their window shades for takeoff, and the jet took off as a decoy, where Trump wasn't on it. The legacy jet initially appeared on radar without a call sign before taking Air Force One call sign mid-flight, despite Trump not being on board, according to the flight tracking. So they even tricked the data trackers and flight trackers. Trump then flew in secrecy aboard the smaller, it was a C-32A, to an Air Force base in England, and he landed shortly before the decoy jet. It's unclear how Trump was transferred to the legacy Air Force One after landing in the UK, but they did that too. At about 10:56, he appeared before TV cameras and descended the legacy aircraft external air stairs, according to the media pool. He boarded the new Qatari donated Boeing 747 return flight to Washington to England. And then he talked about how dangerous this all was, saying he is dealing with sleaze bags. I guess that's what that I'm reading the transcript. Okay, sleaze bags. So you can see that here. This is the Trump swamp switcheroo. Anyhow, thank you, Laura, for taking care of our president and exposing all the attacks and assassination attempts and every evil plot that the enemy has planned, that all of it thwarted, that they're not going to take him out. Lord, nobody is going to thwart your plan. And you have great plans and purposes for Donald Trump as Cyrus Trump to fulfill. And we thank you, Lord, for your divine protection on him. Give them all wisdom, a lot of grace. Give them people working with him who are protecting him, Secret Service, all the special operations, all the military intelligence, everyone working the way they are together, Lord, and that they have discernment from you, even given words of knowledge, put it in their hearts, in their minds, Lord, the steps to take when plans go not as planned. And thank you, Lord, for the holy angels that are guarding him, protecting him and his family, and those traveling with him at all times, Lord. And you're an awesome God. We don't deserve all this, but we thank you for what you're doing and how you're going to bring everything to pass according to your will and according to your good pleasure. And it's for your elect's sake that you're doing all this for us. And I thank you, Lord, that it's all going to come to pass here. The taking down of the deep state to the degree that it needs to be brought down, and the EBS coming forth with all the new information, all the things that have been hidden from the multitudes for decades, and bringing about good things, great things, and the Sāra-Jasara and the restoration, and things we haven't even fathomed yet that you haven't revealed to us all. And we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that you have plans to save your people, Lord, the revival that's coming and the things that are happening even now, that you are using these things, these judgments with the storms, the weather, the fires, all the prophetic words, all the warnings, and what people are going through, even in their own personal lives. And I thank you, God, that you are working in them and you're answering our prayers for our families and loved ones, that you're working in their hearts and in their situations, that they will turn to you and repent, that this gift that we've been praying for, God, you're going to grant that to them, just as you did and you continue to do for us, Lord, when we need to have our minds changed about things we think we know we're right and we're wrong. Thank you, Lord, for bringing down this false pre-trib rapture delusion that people are under. And I ask your protection on them too, Lord, that they don't get caught up in all the deception of AI and this alien stuff that's out there in the news and people putting this stuff out there, and that they really would discern and seek you, God, and not believe all that stuff. And there's so much more. I just thank you, God, that you're working. You're doing great, mighty things. We pray for your grace. We pray that everybody that you have called and chosen for your bride, Lord, that they are running after you and they're getting prepared in their spirit, their soul. They know you. They know who they are. They know how to that give us all the grace, Lord, and knowledge that we know how to talk to people, that we're going to have answers when things happen, that we'll have the answers that they need to hear. That Christ in us will take over and by the power of your spirit, and they will be able to hear us and receive. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for getting us all ready. Thank you, Lord, for faith that we need and the rest that we abide in Christ, Lord, that you're doing these works in us and putting your word in our hearts, Lord, and transforming us into your likeness. We love you, Lord, and we praise you for doing that for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else want to pray? There's a lot fixing to happen up here. All over. All over. Earthquakes all over. Nobody's going to be left out. So Lord, we just thank you that you have prepared our hearts and that we are doing the things that are necessary to pray for the people around us and to keep them. And we praise you. We thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you that the Man Child Ministry is also forming to get ready to come over and get ready to do their thing. And we praise you for that. And we ask, Lord, that the bride is also ready, that the anointing is coming for them as well. And we praise you, Father, for all of that. And Lord, I ask that the things that we've heard through the prophetic word, that you would lessen the earthquake, initial quakes, Lord, from what you said down to where we can are manageable. And I thank you for that, Father, because when you get on up there where we've seen the prophetic word saying that they're going to be tens and elevens and stuff like that, that's really devastating. That's real devastating. Lord, we thank you for bringing them on down there where we can at least help people after it's over in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
There two short videos that I saw of Brandon today. One from like 3 years ago. He said it was a 10, the new Madrid was a 10. And then the one back in December that he did, he said he saw 8.4, so it's already lessened. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that we ask you for your mercy and your grace to be extended even more and that it even be even less than that yet, Lord. And
Amen.
we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for being a merciful God. Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for
And
your mercy and your
even
grace, Lord.
the California quakes, all the quakes, Lord, we ask you for your mercy, Lord, and
Amen.
that they not be as bad. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that they'll be manageable. And by that, I mean that even though people might be trapped and stuff like that people will be able to get to them in a hurry. And I praise you and I thank you for that, Lord. I forget when that 1890 earthquake hit the New Madrid. I think it they registered it as somewhere. Yeah, Missy.
That was like 1811, 1812. There was like a whole bunch of series of them. I read about it once.
Okay.
I think the initial one was 1811, but they carried on through the beginning part of 1812, if I remember correctly. And I think they were saying it was, I'm almost sure it was at least an eight something.
Yeah, I believe that's right. You can see, you go up in the Ozarks where we've been up there quite a bit. We used to deer hunt up there. You could see the after effects of those earthquakes. I had pushed up great big large rocks and things like that. So anyway, Lord, we just thank you that it's not going to be near as bad as they predicted. And we ask for your grace and your mercy like Missy prayed. And we praise you and we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I'm talking about all over, Lord, all over, not just down here, but everywhere. In the name of Jesus. And I know that Canada's fixing to get hit big time too. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for that, for your mercy. All right, Julie, go ahead.
I was remembering right after I moved out to California in 1989 in October, the San Francisco earthquake up there. During the World Series game, I just remember sitting on the couch about watching the series game, and then the screen went blank, snow on the screen, and I'm like, what? And then they came on and said that San Francisco had just, experienced a significant earthquake. Anyhow, that was a 6.9. I don't know the depth of it, but that was 60 miles south of San Francisco. And that earthquake did so much damage up there. It took them months and months and months and months to fix the structure and the bridges that collapsed. It wasn't the Golden Gate, it was the other one. I can't remember which one it was. Anyhow, it took a long, long time. Even the there was over there's 3,800 injuries, and they said 63 deaths. I don't know if that's correct. It was the San Francisco going collapsed, killing one person. But they was like that's like a double layer of traffic.
Bypasses, things like that. Yeah,
Yeah.
I remember that.
So that was huge. That was a huge, huge, huge. And that wasn't, I mean, 6.9, I don't know if that was what they, downgraded it to or if that was actual the number, but I'm just kind of reading over just some stats on that here. But I remember that because I just moved out here. I'm like, oh, look, welcome to California, Julie.
Yeah, amen.
That was a big one anyway.
All right. Anybody else want to pray? God, dear.
Lord, we just pray that you would move in people's hearts
Amen.
to do according to your will, to relocate, to move out of the harm's way of these areas where these judgments are going to come and where you do not want your people to be at. And that you're working in their situations, in their lives, in their hearts, God, to open, to make them to know and understand that this is serious and you mean it and nothing in this world is worth hanging on to and losing your life and what possible great things you have for them just to stay where they are because they don't want to, or they like where they live, or they like their job, or they like their social network, their church, or whatever it is that what they may be deceived by. We cast down those lies of the enemy, and we thank you, Lord, for giving such grace. Look what you had to look what Lot had to go through, before he moved out and he moved in his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and how bad that those cities were. and that they stayed and stayed and stayed and but you sent your angels to get them out of there, and that's the case with some people because they're too stubborn to listen to and obey. Lord, that you would even do that for people who are just refusing to hear your voice and obey you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for changing the situation and changing people's lives and moving, God, and doing what we can't do. We can't convince people of anything. They have to know it's you, Lord. They have to take you seriously. And we thank you, Lord, for giving them that ability to love you and obey you and to do it because they know. Give them dreams, Lord. Give them dreams. Give them revelations. Have people come to them and tell them point blank, the Lord's telling me to tell you this. You need to do this. You need to leave. You need to seek the Lord about where to go. And the people would not just brush it off, but take it seriously. Thank you, Lord. You can do anything. We praise you, Lord, for doing more than we can ask or think. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Anybody else got something? I'm sure. You got a song? Yeah, go ahead, Tina. I'll get one.
There's another thing going on too. There was been a lot of bad weather in the Midwest, and there's a possible derecho threat. I don't know if you know what that is, but these are like derecho winds. They're like surf. I think they're surface winds, and they're like very high. Like I guess they were predicting these derecho winds to be like between 70 and 90 miles an hour. They're not a tornado, but they're these forces that do the same thing as a tornado will do, and they just level everything and they do a lot of damage. So we pray that down, Lord, if that's not your will for that to come to pass today in the areas that they're predicting that today, tomorrow, and with the weather manipulation that the deep state's doing, we bind it. We command the angels to break up these storms and the destruction that they plan to do with it. We call it null and void in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection on your people in harm's way with these massive storms and evil intent that the deep state's doing with their tools. Father, I thank you that we could command these things to fail, and we can also command the angels to destroy their weapons that they're using and disarm them from them, God, and take away their resources and disable them in the name of Jesus. And Father, whatever is not your will is what I pray for. I know there has to be judgments. We pray you lessen these judgments and these derecho winds do not manifest in Jesus' name. Amen.
Go ahead, Missy.
I've seen I've over the years, I don't know how many times I've seen that. Like, I'm almost sure when there was a storm, a derecho storm like that goes like from Ohio down into Kentucky, down into West Virginia. And I think it was 2012 when I went to come down there, and I couldn't get any cell service, and I didn't understand. I didn't realize how bad it was or whatever. But anyway, and I saw that today. I when I see it, I know what it is. When I see it on the radar, I know right away what it is. So yes, Father, we thank you, Lord, for breaking up these storms, we just send angels to dismantle their weather weapons manipulation, whatever it is they do to do that in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for watching over and keeping your elect safe, Lord, and their properties and all, and dissipating these storms, and forbid them to be able to make them form in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Why? Is anyone transcribing you?
I got notification that this meeting is being transcribed. Did somebody click on that somewhere with AI? Maybe I did it.
Josie?
Ask host to stop transcription.
Yeah. Think it was Josie. Okay, I stopped it. I think. Okay, anybody else got something? I have a good I've got a good song. All right, let's see if I can get it on here. Yeah. Y'all want to hear a good song? Get ready. Get ready to jump up out of that chair because I'm telling you, it's going to be one of them hand clapping, knee slapping gospel songs. Oh, let's see here. When Jesus throws a party.
If you feel it running through you, clap your hands. When the saints of God are gathered over in another land, they'll be singing hallelujah, clap your hands. Oh, if you feel the Spirit, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands. If you feel it running through you, clap your hands.
Oh, if you didn't like that one, glory to God, that's a good one. Uh-oh, got another one. Good gracious, I'd like to play that one too, but I'm not going to. That's a good one. The barn dance, it says. Anybody like that kind of song? I do, because they pick me ups. You know what a pick me up is? Yeah, it's the Spirit of God picks you up. I know the Lord likes it because I just know He does. All right. Yeah, Judy.
I think if a song makes you feel happy and it picks you up, I think the Lord likes it. You know,
Good
because
answer.
he wants us to be joyful in the Lord, you know. So whatever we need. Nah, maybe not everyone likes the fiddle, you know. Yeah.
Well, who can't like a fiddle, for goodness sake? Everybody loves the fiddle. All right. Yeah, let's see.
My grandma played the fiddle. She'd have been jamming.
What?
My grandma played the fiddle. She would have been jamming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew a guy that lived across the street from me. He was an old guy. This is years ago when I lived in Hot Springs. And he was the number one fiddler in the United States many times. And his daughter was one of my wife's friends, and we lived right behind him. And guess who showed up one day out there in his big old bus? Oh, what's that guy's name? He's a big country star. Waylon Jennings showed up out there. He knew them all, boy. Yeah. He was a good fitter too, and he was Pentecostal. Yeah. Him and his wife. His wife was really, she was a good godly woman. All right. Anyone else? Has anybody got anything I'd like to share or would like to question or would like to do anything other than just watch? I'm not trying to put anybody under condemnation. I'll tell you one thing that I would like to ask is this, is I've read some things. How many of you have read some of E.W. Kenyon's stuff? Yeah. He talks about spending time with the Lord a lot. He talks about shutting everything down, getting with the Lord, and listening to the Lord every day. And to get our instructions and to make a personal habit of conversing with the Lord in a quiet time for yourself. You know, he really does. He hammers that in a lot in all of his teachings. And that's something that most Christians don't even do, is spend time with the Lord every day. I'll just be honest. It has to be when I can. You know, that's crazy. It has to be when I can. When it ought to be like this, he's number one. I'm talking about myself now. I'm not talking about y'all. And I got under some conviction about it, and I asked the Lord to forgive me and help me to do the things that he wants me to do. And one of them is to spend time with him every day. Now, I pray in tongues a lot. I do. But there are times when I pray in tongues while I'm doing something. Anybody do that too? Yeah. Well, the Lord, I believe the Lord wants us to spend times in tongues with Him so we can worship, not only worship, but spiritual warfare going on at the same time with Him. Because, Lord, you ask the Lord, Lord, pray through me the things that you want. And then just pray in the Spirit until. You know, you feel such, sometimes it's liable to be an hour. And I like to say an hour because remember what the Lord told the disciples. Can't you spend 1 hour with me? Good gracious. And I'd have to say, Lord, forgive me, because I sometimes just things happen, and it shouldn't. We shouldn't allow things to happen in our time with the Lord. Be honest with you. We're coming into a time where we're going to have to have the Holy Spirit's guidance in every step that we take. And he's got some wonderful messages on that. And I just want to encourage everybody to spend time with the Lord every day, and ask him, Lord, what is it that I can. Here's one thing that I asked him early on, and that was, Lord, show me the things that I'm not doing that you want me to do. And show me the things that I am doing that you don't want me to do. And he'll do it. He'll do it. I remember, Missy, you may remember, well, all of you may remember, I was talking about it a few years ago when Eve was here. I asked her, I said, she always talked about getting with the Lord and the Lord talking to her back and forth, And I asked her one day, I said, Eve, how you do that? How when you're innocent, you want to know something, you ask somebody that's doing it. Well, how do you do that? Tell me exactly what you do. And here's what she told me. I think I've shared this a couple, two or three times on here, but I'm going to share it again. And she told me this, y'all. She said, sit down, find you a good, comfortable chair, not too comfortable, but a comfortable chair. Yeah. And get you a notebook and a pen or a pencil, whichever one you prefer. And just sit down and ask the Lord, give him a question. Lord, what is it you want me to know this day? What do you want me to know today? And she said, and wait until he answers. It's liable to be 2 minutes. It's liable to be 5 minutes. It's liable to be an hour. It's liable to be 2 hours. But he will answer if you aren't impatient. And so I did that. And the first time I did it, I don't know, it took, I don't know, a couple of hours maybe. Until I finally heard from him. I said, is that you, Lord? And he came back and gave me the same thing he had before. I forget all that first time I had it, but boy, it was really exciting to me. And it still is. So, has anybody else had an experience like those? And I can sit down and within just a few minutes hear the Lord speaking to me. But you know what constitutes someone who hears the Lord all the time? The Lord showed me this through some of Kenyon's teachings. He said, consistency. Consistency. Doing it all the time, every day, every day. And don't allow something else to get in your way of doing that. I know we do lots sometimes, things come up, but for me, I have to ask myself, well, what's more important, hearing God or doing what you want to do? When we do what we want to do, that's selfishness, and that's not the love of God. That's not, and I'm not trying to put condemnation on anybody. I had to tell myself that. And has anybody got any experiences like this that they listen to God and God talks to them? And he talks to me through the scriptures. Does he talk to y'all through the scriptures? Yeah. Amen. And I've used, I can tell you this, I've used the, oh, what is it when you call, what you, lots. I've used that in the past, but I found I did that for about a year, and after that, boy, it don't work at all for me anymore. The lot thing was out the window. I can try, but it doesn't work at me at all. But it's the personal relationship with the Lord that's going to get you through the tough times here in a short while. And yeah, Judy, go ahead. I'd like to hear from y'all.
Sometimes I hear the Lord speaking to me when I'm praying in tongues, and I'll stop praying in tongues and listen. And a lot of times it's while I'm listening to Just it's just some instrumental music that I listen to, and when I pray in tongues, because it's, I enjoy it. I think there's a real anointing at times, and sometimes I feel the presence of the Lord very strongly when I'm doing that. Even though I may not hear from him, but I feel his presence while I'm praying in tongues and meditating on what I'm listening to, and then he'll speak to me about things. He'll tell me things that encourage me, and because he knows our thoughts, he knows what we're feeling, and he knows if we're if he needs to tell us something, that to realize what the enemy is doing, that we may not know. Like for me, that I wasn't realizing what the enemy was doing at that time, was just trying to accuse me and put doubt in my head, and those just subtle thoughts of trying to discourage me and get me double-minded about things. So that's when I hear from the Lord a lot, is when I'm praying in tongues, or when I'm focusing and meditating on the word, and just a certain part, certain scriptures where I'm just really wanting to go deeper and understanding of what something means. And all the things God's getting ready to do, so he'll show me. I'll ask him, Lord, what do you want me to pray about? Because there's so much stuff to be praying about. And he'll tell me to go to one of the scriptures. A lot of times it's in Psalms, and pray the things that David prayed, and personalize it and utilize it. The word of God, praying the word of God is written there. There were prayers there, and we can see what the enemy is doing. And David had a lot of enemies, so praying for the man child and doing the spiritual warfare that way. And then just, and putting on worship music and praising and singing to the Lord. It's just however you're being moved. I don't think there's any cookie cutter way of doing it. We're all different. It all speaks to us differently and in different ways, but that's how I'll do it. Sometimes I just pray in tongues until I, sense the Lord's here and he wants to talk to me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Yeah, Gina.
I don't mean to put Debbie on the spot, but I see she's in here. And I know
Oh,
recently
hey, Debbie.
she has shared some words that she gets, she hears the Lord speaking while you guys are in prayer, praise and worship, and just reaffirming what the lyrics are sometimes, and going further with that. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, Debbie, but you're hearing. I thought I'd just bring that out if you want to clarify me, or speak to that, Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's
That's
what you were saying.
I was gonna in fact share that I was gonna say that when I worship the Lord here, he speaks to me in my worshiping here. And like you said, when I'm in the Word and reading this, reading out loud, and I'm talking it to the Lord, his word back to him, and I hear him speak things to me. So and sometimes things that cause a short little communication, like just talking back to him and lengthy big things, just little things he speaks when I'm worshiping, especially. Thank you, Lord.
Does it just to help out some here, Debbie? Does it come while you're praising God more than it does when you're praying, or does it make any difference?
It seems a lot, well, sometimes when I'm praying, but more when I'm worshiping, just sitting here by myself, just. To me, it's just an intimate time for me. I think it's almost more intimate, somewhat intimate as far as that goes than getting to the word. Getting the word is very important, but I feel it's such a more intimacy when I'm worshiping him. And then I really hear him speak to me and say things to me then. But through the word also, that definitely is important, the word, of course.
Amen.
That's just how he does it with me.
Well, let me ask this. How important is it to y'all to get in fellowship with the Lord. Uh-oh, I got my butt. Yeah. It's probably the most important thing right now.
Extremely.
Yeah. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, most of the Lord's word here recently has been to come in and fellowship with Him a lot. The more you do it,
Michael,
I'll go ahead, Debbie.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Michael. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it my microphone?
Yeah, that's
Okay. Is that better? Well, go ahead, Debbie.
well, I just want to tell you that, but I couldn't hear you very well. That's all.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to go up here. Oh, I lost my train of thought. Let's see.
Thank you for sharing the sound effects that you got closer to the microphone.
Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. Let me ask this. I'm trying to get y'all involved in this, and I'm having a hard time for some reason. Maybe I'm not speaking as clear a thought. Yeah, Pat.
I tend to think, well, I'll forget that. Forget it before I even start it. this may not pertain to this particular subject, but I know that this latest message that David gave related on Sunday. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that I must be freezing up. Maybe it's the internet in this hotel or something like that, but every once in a while, everybody on the screen here stops moving, and I'm the only one moving. So I think it must be my internet that must be freezing up. But anyway, this latest message that David gave, I don't know if this was a repeat from a previous time or something like that. It sounded like he was out in the yard. Matter of fact, I think he was out in the yard where you could hear birds chirping in the background and everything. But the message was crucified with Christ. Part of it was Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and no longer I live, but Christ liveth in me. And what I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. And for some reason, that scripture, it triggered thinking in me, because I had to confess to the Lord that I hadn't been believing that. And I don't know what the ramifications are or were, but the part in the scripture that says, "And I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me." And there's a significance and an importance to that that I think I have been believing that I do live, but it's in Christ. And I don't know how to explain it, but I was the scripture that I was basing that on was Colossians 3:3. For you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall ye also with him be manifested in glory. So I don't know if I was taking that correctly or incorrectly, or if I was subtly not believing that I was crucified and died in Christ. So I'm only bringing it up because there's something there that I'm either not believing correctly, or I'm ignorant about, or and I think it is important to at least understand so that you can know, so that I can know that I'm either in unbelief, or I'm in denial, or I need to stand in faith, or something. There's a lack of clarity there, I guess. And I don't know where to go with it. I know that when the Lord he gives me understanding about certain things, especially when I ask him, to do so. But I don't know if there is, if there's a resistance here in this area in my life, or exactly what. I'm not quite sure what it is, but all I know is that it hit me when David brought those verses up. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. I think he uses the example of baptism, going down into the water and dying and raising up in Christ, new life in Christ. So I don't know. Maybe it's I don't know if I'm maybe I'm asking for prayer in this area or whatever, but I do know that it is connected. Standing in this particular faith is connected with absolute victory in Christ. And I don't know if this is where the release from Romans chapter 7 comes in, and transitioning into Romans 8, the freedom of Romans 8. I don't know. So there seems to be a lack of clarity in my mind or related to this. So I don't know if anybody has any thoughts related to that or not, but anyway, that's I guess what I'm thinking.
Amen. Okay. Angelica, would you like to share your experiences, spiritual experiences you've had with tongues and the Lord here recently? Please, ma'am. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight is personal experiences with the Lord and how we do it. And we talk about tongues and just sitting and listening and waiting until the Lord starts talking and things like that.
Yeah, amen. Sorry I'm kind of late, guys, but Pat, you were asking for prayer, but I just kind of popped in and I missed what you were asking for prayer about.
I wasn't asking for prayer. I wanted you to come in and give your testimony on
No,
your...
I think Pat was asking for prayer.
Okay.
It was related to Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, yet Christ liveth in me. The concept or the faith or the awareness of how that actually happens. I don't know if I'm overthinking the process, or I guess the idea is to assimilate that truth and make it real in my life. And so there's a certain lack of clarity there, I guess. And obviously you have to be clear, I think, in order to stand on in faith and in certain things, you know. That was the prayer request.
Amen. Yeah, I will pray for that. Kind of had something similar, a little struggle, something similar today, concerning that. I was working on a video and the realization of, it was about basically, giving up your self life, in order to, resurrect as in the image of Christ, and realizing how much of the self actually wants. And even they'd be so many small things, and I think it's just the giving up of that, just, not my will. And so I had that conviction and realization, like, the enemy fighting me on so many things that I would like to have or want or whatever, and sort of buying into those arguments and then kind of not realizing it, because the enemy's crafty, then you can start to reason against things that the Lord already said to you or has for you or what the word says, because he's playing on the self, So anyway, Lord, I just thank you so much, Father God, for Pat, Lord God, and I thank you for all of us, Lord. I thank you that it's not by our power, Lord. You've given us the new life in Christ, and we can do nothing of ourselves. And so many times, we have found ourselves unwilling to be unyielding and unwilling to give up even the smallest simple things because we just have ideas of our own. And I'm not accusing Pat or anyone, but I know we struggle in different ways. And so, Lord, I just thank you for making it easy for us to give up the self, the will, our plans, whatever it is, Lord, our schedules, our ideas that are hindering us from giving up that self, because it can be something very small. And you just want our full yielded hearts and obedience to do your will, and so that we can be willing vessels. And we just thank you so much for hearts that way, Lord, that you would give us the grace to say, yes, Lord, your will be done, Lord God, that we would be yielded to your will, Lord God, that you would put in us to will and to do of your good pleasure, and be willing to give up self, because self is the enemy, and self is not minded to do the things of the Lord. And I just pray that you bring more and more revelation to that for our lives about what is of self and what is of you, and help us to make that distinction and help us to put down that life for yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. I also wanted to, well, Michael asked me to come on and just share a few things. And I, by all means, I'm not any expert or anything, but I'm sure many of you have many wonderful gifts and things you can share. But Here recently, I had given testimony over at one of our Bible studies that I was re I didn't know I had this book, but when Sue passed away, I had taken all her books because they were just going to go either donation or in the garbage, and I just couldn't have it. I was like, oh my God, no way! Like I just all these wonderful books. So the book is called Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. And it's by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's a really, really good read. There's a few things in there that's like, well, maybe disagreeable, but otherwise, the whole thing is pretty good. And so, I just read the first chapter because I just knew that I had this sense of like, I need so much more of God. I just need more God. Like, not to, I don't want to say the wrong thing here. Say nothing's working or like, where you begin to feel dissatisfied with your walk, I just like, you just got to do something because you just got to have more of God, And I know it's not by works, but being obedient to what the scripture already says, we have to make room for that and make, give time for that or whatever. So I read the first chapter and I closed it, and he was talking about a bunch of different hangups to receiving the Holy Spirit. And my main thing was, rejection. And I've struggled with this, in many areas of my life, and, pray for me. But the main thing was that, I had these hangups about receiving the Holy Spirit, but the main thing was rejection. Like, well, God's not using me for this, or he wouldn't do that, he wouldn't use me for this, or he wouldn't use me for that, and he doesn't have this for me or whatever. And that's for other people who are like greater, greater and mighty or whatever. And so and the Bible says that if we ask the Lord for an egg, he's going to give us an egg, he's not going to give us a serpent. And if we ask for bread, he's going to give us bread. And so I just closed it and I said, Lord, I repent, I'm sorry for having this rejection about receiving these giftings. It's not just from my understanding, it's not because of someone's, greatness that they're given these gifts. These gifts are to equip even the least of these so that we can be empowered to continue with the Lord, because I was just feeling so, empty and drained. And it's like, you can't, you reach the point where if you're not praying with your mind anymore because you feel like you've prayed everything you possibly could pray or even know to pray. And I was kind of, reverting back to watching news and videos to kind of like have things to pray about. So I said, Lord, I repent for, rejecting, your giftings that you already gave to me, rejecting this gift for the Holy Spirit. I ask you for, an extended prayer language, because I only had like a few, like a little phrases, And and then I just, believe I received. And one of the hangups in the book was, basically, walking by sight. You're kind of waiting for some sort of wonderful feeling or whatever. And and so that really helped me to kind of keep pressing through, even though I didn't necessarily feel anything. It's just, and of course you're listening to yourself in this new language and you're like, is that me or is that, So the enemy attacked in so many different ways. But anyway, I immediately got an extended prayer language. And I was praying for hours and hours and hours, and I was just felt so much more strengthened, in the Lord. And but that first night when I did, I just was praying for hours and just, thank you, Lord. I received my egg, and I have my extended prayer language. And although my mind is wondering about these things or whatever, I just receive it by faith, and I'm going to continue to give to yield to you my tongue. And by faith to give you, give you opportunity to pray through me, because it's your perfect will being prayed through me. It's you edifying me through this gift, and it's a precious gift. And apparently it's a very powerful gift that most people don't understand, because either because they don't want to put the time in, or because they just don't understand. Most people don't have never really probably gone beyond a certain amount of time and praying in the spirit and stuff. And so he gives awesome testimonies about his experiences with this and how the Lord has led him through various things using your prayer language. And so anyway, that first night I had like this dream, and it was the enemy was like, The enemy was like, "That's not of the Lord." It was just like some woman in my dream saying, "That's not of the Lord." And I was like, and I woke up and I was like, "Oh my God, like, why did I have this dream? This is so crazy." Like, and so I called David immediately because it's like, you know, the enemy, you know, I don't know, a lot of people don't have problems with this, but some people have had a lot of problems with this because it's almost like you know, in Hispanic culture or Mexican culture, there's a, like a supernatural, like almost like superstitious type thing, like in a control thing. You don't want to give yourself over to something you don't know, you don't understand. And of course, there's religious people that, you know, say things like that. And so anyway, it was just so strange that I had just received my extended prayer language and, you know, was just praying for several hours because I just wanted to experience this, like just, you know, what I had just read. And so I was putting it to action. And anyway, so I called David and I was like, "You know, David, I just, you know, this is what happened, and this, you know, I just told him everything I just said to you, and you know, would you pray for me? Because, you know, I'm starting to get fearful and anxious. Like, you know, how do you know if you received what the Lord, you know, or how do you know you received the wrong thing? And it's just the enemy trying to put that fear and that doubt in your mind. It's like, no, the only thing you have is the word that says that you received your egg, and you just have to believe that, and you just have to walk by faith, even though it doesn't sound anything familiar or anything." Maybe perhaps lovely, you know, the enemy will come attacking. Well, I mean, these, it doesn't even sound like anything pretty or like some other people or whatever, you know? And I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I absolutely need this spiritually speaking right now. I just need to be edified and strengthened in my spirit, man. And so I had been doing that for like a whole week and stuff. And the Lord really is, you, I mean, just, I just try to do it as many hours as possible. You know, I'm not gonna say how long or whatever, but so a lot of it was like I was just praying in the spirit, and I could start to be, I hear the Lord start to speak so much through it, like, you know, so much dealing with my own issues, like my own heart issues, and really just speaking to them. And like, even I could feel like he was working something in my spirit and my soul. I would begin to weep and cry because I knew he was addressing certain things that I've really, really struggled with, that I've been really broken over, and, you know, mending that within me. And, you know, what sometimes there's things that reach very deep in the spirit and the soul that you know, you know, maybe you've prayed about it or whatever, but you still feel like there's no resolve there. And so those were those things that, you know, I prayed about, and I, you know, I want healing, believe whatever, but it was still, you know, like wounds and things like that. And the Lord began, was just ministering and just removing those things, removing those things. And like, you know, that outer weeping with, you know, and I would have times of like that where he was working on something on the inside. And then there was other times where it was just nothing. It was just me by faith believing God's will is going through me, and I'm just giving him my time. I'm giving him, yielding to him my tongue to pray in the spirit. And then there'd be times of praise and worship, and I'd go up and down, and I'd go, you know, just very animated, like if I was being having a conversation, like with my hands and with my voice, and like, you know, and it's not something I learned from anybody. It was just kind of like, you know what I mean? Almost, it was just so, I was just allowing the Lord to do whatever through me. And there was times where I, you know, my voice would get loud, and I knew I was warring against something, and whatever. So I'm just learning, you know, all of this, because, you know, I've always had just a very short phrase, and I just thought, well, I mean, this is kind of almost pointless in my mind to like just keep saying the same phrase over and over again, you know. But anyway, so that second night, I had this other very crazy demonic dream, and I was like, once again, like the enemy was really, like I could tell the enemy was not happy that I was praying these hours, you know, hours in the spirit. And so I had been prayer walking down my neighborhood because I noticed that there was a lot of kind of darkness enclosing my neighborhood. And I had posted on it on Signal about the crows and the strife outside, and kind of like, you know, people like just zooming by and like peeling out, and all this crazy stuff. So I knew that, you know, witchcraft is trying to overcome this street. So I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go for a walk. And so I had been prayer walking down the street, and So down the street, there's a little motel down the street, and there's a little side street that I'd never gone down because I didn't know it was down there. It's just like a whole, it just gets lost in trees, and I just thought, well, I just have no business down there. So I instead of walking down 411, the main road, I walked down this little road, and I walked all the way down, and I was just praying in the spirit, the first time. And it's a dead end street, so it's like there's only a few houses there, so it's like you have no business there if you're not from there, kind of thing. So somebody in a car stopped me and said, "Hey, are you lost? You need help?" And I was like, "No, I'm just praying in the Lord. I'm just praying, blessing the neighborhood, whatever." And they're like, "Oh, okay, thank you, bless you." And that was it. So and I pray all the way down there, come back up, and come back down through my street, and go all the way down to the other main road, where there's several businesses. There's a skilled nursing facility, and then on the other side, a big clinic. And so I would go and prayer walk through there, and I've done this before, and casting down curses and whatever. We've talked about prayer walking, and so one day I'm like, okay, I want to go pray in the spirit, walk in the spirit, but I was like, man, it's probably really hot outside. And so I kind of like opened my door, and I stick my hand out because, you can feel the heat pretty good. It's been so hot, just by sticking your hand out. And I was like, oh wow, it's kind of like really cool. This is very strange, because it was like one day of that whole week. It was like a cool day. And so I was like, okay. So I go to Isaiah's room, or Missy's room, I should call it now, because she's the one that stays there. So Isaiah has this prayer walk. Well, he has this stick that Michael carved for him, with his name on it, and his little Moses authority stick there. And I thought, if I'm gonna walk, I might need this, And it's like I immediately stopped and said, no, I can't. I can't take this. If I take this, this is a sign that I'm afraid, and that I'm not trusting God to protect me, And so I just put the stick back, and I said, thank you, Lord, for Psalm 91 Passover. I'm just going without a stick, because I'm walking down this street that I'm not all that familiar with, And so I'm praying in the spirit, and so I'm walking past this tree line, and past it. So right before the, right when the tree line ends, and it's on, over to the right, there's this really big house, but it kind of is in the back a ways, and it's got this big front yard. But I kind of like right before I pass the tree line to my right, I can see that there's a Jeep, like kind of in the driveway, and they've got their little, glass, the back glass window up or whatever. And I thought, the first thought that came to me was, oh my God, what if there's a dog? And as soon as I said that, like, oh my God, four dogs. And one voice was the big voice, a big bark. I mean, I was like, oh my God. And so I didn't, like, I knew I couldn't run, because if you cannot outrun a dog. And that was a big dog. Like, I could hear the bark, and then the other ones were smaller. So I just like back, and I hadn't even, the thing about it was, I hadn't even crossed the tree line yet. So it was like, how did they even, like, you know what I mean? Like, I guess they just sensed me, or maybe they heard, or I don't know. But they all came at me, and there's this big German shepherd, like a long-haired German shepherd type of bit, it was like half of, like up to my waist, big, huge dog. Just, I mean, teeth at me. This thing's demon possessed. And it's like right there. And it's like, and all I could do was like just back up a little bit, put my arms to my chest, because I knew if this dog grab a hold of any one of my limbs, like I'm gonna be torn to shreds. Like, this is how big this dog is, and he's powerful. And so I just put my hands to my chest, and I just like was doing this little shuffle of like going around and around, going, get back in the name of Jesus, get back in the name of Jesus. And this thing, and like the dog, they would kind of get close, and they get far and get close. But that dog, he was so close to me, and there was nothing preventing him from biting me except the Lord. And he just could not touch me. And the other dogs just would not touch me. And I'm just like, wow. So I'm just doing this little shuffle, back and forth. And until finally, the owners or whatever are calling, and they finally leave because the owners are calling them or whatever. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like what just happened? So I just back up, and I'm walking like the other way, and I'm just like, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, like thank you, Lord, because like I literally could have been torn to shreds. And so the car, the lady with the, with the dogs that came out, when her car came out driving down the street, and I'm already kind of like almost halfway back down the street, just thanking the Lord, 'cause, and I just like thinking to myself, like, God, why did you let this happen? Like, you didn't tell me there was dogs over here. Like, I wouldn't have not come. And so the lady is, and she's in her car, and she's just like shaking. She is just shaking because she's this like, oh my God, like my dog tore someone up, like I'm gonna be in trouble kind of thing. And she's just like, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm fine. Thank you, Lord. The Lord kept me. Hallelujah, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I didn't know what, we've been struggling about what to do with this dog. She was a believer too, whatever, with some Baptist church. So I prayed with her, the Lord would calm her down. It's okay. And give her wisdom on about what to do with the dog, and that was the end of that. And I had this, the only injury that I had was, well, not really an injury, but was a scratch, two or three scratches from the tree line where the branches scratched my forearm. And I just thought to myself, man, that must have been like an angel. When you grab your children, like when they're in danger, you grab them from the front and you put their arms to, to their chest, and you kind of just, hold them like that. I just thought that must have been my angel, like putting its back to this dog, like where I was going round and round like this, because it doesn't make any sense. Nobody escapes a dog by doing this, okay? Like, so it was just amazing. But I was like not, I was like not afraid, but taken by surprise. So I was kind of like, oh my God, like I just didn't even have time to like respond to this situation. All I could just say was just get back in the name of Jesus and not run. That's all I could do. And so she, she drove back, she was fine. And so I was like, oh my God, I was a little shaken, but thanking the Lord. And then I just started praying in the spirit, praying in the spirit. And then I was like, went back to the corner and was gonna go back towards my apartment. I just thought to myself, I kind of had this split, thought in my head, well, I just go back to the house, get cleaned up and just stay home, I guess. This is a sign, you better just stay home. And I just thought, no, like I know I felt this is a direct. The enemy was trying to stop me from something, and so I was like, no, I'm just gonna go and prayer walk, just like I have been prayer walking in the spirit, and I'm gonna stop over there. And there's a couple of benches there that I underneath the, the cement walkway area before you get into the clinic, where I rest there, and then I come back, and so that's exactly what I did. I went all the way over there, and as soon as I got there's two benches. As soon as I got to the one bench, there was this other, this homeless man, visibly homeless man, coming to this bench. And I was like, wow, like that is very strange, like as soon as I get there, someone else is getting there. And so I just always take the time to talk, hey, what's going on? Why are you homeless? what's going on with you? What's your story or whatever? And so he starts talking or whatever. And I'm like, oh man, like this guy's schizophrenic. Like those demons are talking, and I know that if either this is not the Lord's will for me to talk to him, or it is the Lord's will for me to talk to him, and I have to gain control of this conversation because those demons won't let you talk. So then I start talking about him. I said, let me testimony about how the Lord healed me from schizophrenia, and let me tell you how he saved me, and from all these things. And he was trying to kind of interject the enemy was trying to interject through him, as I was talking, and make little points here and there. But I just kept on, talking about everything the Lord is. I had just told him about the dog situation, and then before you know it, it's like the spirit of the Lord just took over, and I was just speaking into this man's life and just talking about sin and righteousness and about rejection and accusations because he was telling me about his situation, about everywhere he went. The same thing happened to him. And I'm like, no, that's he was in delusion because of the spirit of rejection and accusation, which is something the Lord has taught me specifically for my own self. Rejection is receiving accusation, either to yourself or to God or to somebody. And their unfounded thoughts or unfounded feelings or emotions or ideas or whatever. And judgments and that's part of it, obviously. That's what the Lord is showing me, how I've been attacked in so many different ways. And so you become paranoid and schizophrenic and delusional, and all these spirits come in, and it's just part of that. And I was just talking to him very straightforward about this. And it was like the Lord was telling him, you must receive my love. You refuse to receive my love. You must receive my love, my son. And it was like, It, the parking lot, I had never seen the parking lot so full, like since I've been there prayer walking. Like it was like you would think they'd given away free money. Okay. It was so many cars, this clinic. And this place where we're sitting at is like a cement, walkway of a strip mall. And so I'm talking to him, and it's like my voice is like the Lord took over. So I'm like a little louder and like booming. And my voice star was booming because the cement was like echoing it. And people were passing by through these doors, and they were like passing by quick, like, oh, I better hurry up because she's about to convict me of sin and righteousness. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, but nobody said anything. Nobody said anything to stop me or anything. And I know some of them might have been listening, but and he was looking, and he was looking at them. I said, don't look at them. I said, it's not their opinion that matters. It's the opinion of God that matters, and so anyway, when the Lord was done with him, he went from this, being visibly schizophrenic face and sort of manifesting in his behavior and his face and things, to he put his hands in, and he just went to weeping in his hands, and the Lord, and he was just broken. Like I had, it was like one of the things I realized, it was like the Lord, it was like the repetition of things, because a person that has a schizophrenic, they hear things a lot, the same, the same, the same, because that's what the demon does. But it was like the Lord was like, I love you, my son. I love you, my son. I love you, my son. Like reinforcing everything that was saying, like over and over again. And he just, the Lord just broke him, and he was just weeping in his hands. And then I could see visibly he was changed. He was like changed. Like he, the Lord touched his heart. The Lord reached to him. And I was just like, wow. And I just like, okay, well, it's time for me to go, 'cause I don't have nothing else to say. Like, I did what the Lord came me to, I get, had me to do, and it was time to go. And so I shook his hand. I said, God bless you, Daniel. I'm praying for you. And he goes, I'm praying for you. And I'm like, wow, like that's pretty quick. So anyway, I left, and I thought, oh my God, like the enemy tried to stop me. The Lord was praying through me all those hours, laying the groundwork. And that was a and this was what I was posting in the chat about, how just doing the will of the Lord, giving up our time to do His will, makes us more useful vessels than, even though it seems that it's a waste of time or a waste of whatever, like however many hours, that God is laying the groundwork in the spirit so that when you go out, you're effective. And I was a direct example of that. And I was just so blown away and so excited, so thankful. But I knew that this other dog situation was a direct thing from the enemy to try to stop me from getting to this man. And I was like, wow, like, I was just blown away by that. And the Lord, again, just praying in the spirit, I've heard the Lord address so many things to me in my mind. I kind of try to write some things down, but it's kind of like a learning process of like trying to hear from the Lord and pray in the spirit at the same time, and your thoughts, you know what I mean? So, I believe, you can slow it down or whatever, but anyway, it's not necessary, because you can receive, I believe I receive interpretation of sometimes of the things that I'm, that the Holy Spirit is praying through me. Like I know the subject matter, and his, and the Lord will sometimes reveal what he's saying about that. And so anyway, been it's been really, really good, but it's also been like since that, like almost double time attack. So it's, so obviously, the enemy wouldn't be bothering with you if you weren't accomplishing something. And it's like walking. If you want to lose weight, walking is the simplest thing you can do, right? You don't have to, it's not a whole lot of effort. So that's how, your prayer language is. It's like one of the simplest things you can do. That's the most mightiest and powerful thing, to make a difference in the spirit. And so, anyway, just hopefully that's encouraging, and pray for me. But also, if you have any issue, if you have any issues or hangups about receiving the Holy Spirit, this might be a good book for you. But even so, it's just by faith and just asking the Lord for it, believing for it. I want those, and I want to interpret, tongues. I want interpretation of tongues. I want the prophecy in tongues. I want whatever. And he has some really awesome testimonies of how it's been used in the church and how God can, is a, people have ministries, with this gifting. So I think it's really powerful. And I think with the body of Christ, doing this and taking the time to do this, so much more is happening in the spirit because it's God's will. It's his will being done. And, it's like, praise God.
What's the name of that book again, Angelica?
Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, Kenneth E. Hagin.
Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. It's online. You can get it in PDF or you can buy the book. It's a good book. I've read it. All right. Thank you, Angelica. That was awesome. Anybody got any questions for Angelica or anybody? Anything. Statements. I have heard about people praying in the tongues until they got healed. But many people. Heard about people praying in tongues to get and to, for other people that they got healed. Praying in tongues, like she said, is very, very effective. There you go. Yeah, tongues beyond the upper room. Julie put something in there, a link to a PDF to it, if you wanted to get that.
Yeah, I'll just add that in doing that, the last 3 years I pretty much almost died with, how I was really sick and all this stuff or whatever. But so I've always wanted to be a morning person. I'm not saying that right now because it's really has to do with my habits or whatever. But I have the potential now because when I had been praying in the spirit and just giving that time to the Lord, like it literally like re it's like it's edifying you, but it's also like Michael was saying, it's also doing something to my body where I'm like the Lord's healing me from within, because I think when he's dealing with those inside spiritual things that have been hindrances, it's giving me it's basically loosening me up to be able to receive better, so I can believe by faith, or maybe it's just this the tongues in general is bringing healing to my body. But anyway, and I had a couple of 2 or 3 days in a row I was just doing that and not thinking about it. So I'd go to sleep, but I'd wake up like early and I'm like, what am I doing up at this time? Like, what am I doing up at this time? But I just give directly to praying in the spirit, like, because if you give the Lord that time, he's gonna bless you in ways that that you've been needing or desiring. And but anyway, I kind of tend to stay up a little too late but it was good to like have that realization, like, oh, I can do this, if you just believe for it or whatever. And
Yeah.
so and I'm sorry, go
Go
ahead.
ahead. No, I was just going to reiterate what you said. Here lately, I've been staying up late and getting up early too, but getting 4 and a half hours of sleep. I'm not feeling tired because of the
Amen.
tongues, I believe, as well.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, there's some really great testimonies in there. He's talking about how the Lord would, just in the middle of whatever, Kenneth, Hagin was, the Lord would prompt him to pray in the spirit, and so he'd get tucked away, where if he wasn't around believers, but if he was around believers, he'd invite them to pray with him, and he didn't, he just felt an urgency to pray in the spirit, and then it would be like he knew somebody was in danger or about to die or whatever, and then he would pray as long as the unction was there until he felt a release or a sense of victory in the spirit, a peace about it. And then he come to find out later, oh, this person, just was spared. He almost lost his life or whatever. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. 'Cause it's like, and this was like, a day or, a couple of days before, even, however long before. But those prayers laid the groundwork to save that person. You know what I mean? So it's like, wow. I mean, you can do so much. It's for people, even people you don't know, people you do know. And it's just like, there's times when it's like, I don't feel anything, but I'm like, I just trust you, God. You're praying for people. You're praying your will. and things are happening, and so I can thank you for that, you know, because sometimes the enemy, you know, can say, well, you're not doing anything for the Lord, or, you know, how much difference are you making? And so this is one of those things that the enemy really fights against, apparently. And oh, the other thing I wanted to mention too, again, this is not any boast in me, because this was just so excited to be able to receive the extended prayer language or whatever. But like, when you get beyond, you know, a certain amount of time praying in the spirit, the enemy will attack your voice, and it'll start to hurt, you know, your throat. And I mean, you just get so squirmy, you know, you just got to get up. You just got to do something. You just got to, and I'm sitting, I'm just, you know, with my legs and, you know, in my flailing in the bed, but I'm gonna keep going, because it's like I'm trying to fight this temptation to just stop, you know, and just do something else, because you know you've done it long enough or whatever. And so it's quite amazing to see how much even the flesh, after a little bit of time of just doing one thing, you know, especially if you're getting pulled in different directions all day long and you're accustomed to that, just doing one thing can your flesh can really fight against that, you know? So it can be a battle, but you know, and I kept hearing the Lord say, you know, just press, keep pressing, just press, just press, just press. You know, you don't have to exert a lot of strength in your voice. Sometimes, you know, when the Lord is, you know, the Holy Spirit's praying through you, your voice can increase. You can start praying with authority. You can tell something's, you know, being authoritative there or whatever. That's one of the main things I think would be one of the I could see this a drawback for a lot of people. Not and the Lord said it's according to grace, because the Lord knows that, many people are very busy, and they don't and they can't tuck away to give that time. So he can do the same thing in a short amount of time, or just, you know, you can pray while you're doing something else under your breath, you know, praying in the spirit continually. And I know a lot of people do already do that. But I do believe also there is a blessing specifically, like, you know, when I, you know, when you're, you know, in your posture, you know, like if you get on your knees and pray in this tongue, you know, tongues for a long time, or just specifically sitting down, you know, with your hands clasped, and it seems a little cliche because you don't have to do that, but it's like when I do this, I tend to like my hands, I think, kind of almost like a pointer, like a focus of an antenna or a pointer, like to heaven, right? Your hands clasped, pointing up. And it's like when I do that, my mind, it tends to be a little bit more like focused, and then I can hear more, you know. And it's like as you're yielding and you're just praying, and you're focused on hearing in the spirit, you just begin, the Lord will just begin to talk to you. Or you might get an interpretation of what's being prayed, and that's really, really cool. There's a lot going on, and it really just fills you full of faith, you know, because it doesn't have anything to do with you, but it's because of your yielding, that this is happening. And so it's pretty cool. But yeah, that's one of the things that it was kind of hard, is just to, you know, the Lord saying, press, press, press. Well, how many hours? Like, oh my God, it's only been 30 minutes, like, you know what I mean? Okay, well, but when you stop looking at the time, and you stop looking, you know, if you're just kind of like focused like that, I tend to, I for me personally, I think it's been more blessed when I just, okay, I'm just gonna sit here as long as the Lord wants me to, because it's not a thing about, you know, having to be a certain amount of time. It's just, I just want, for me, you know, obviously I want to initially develop the discipline to do that, but it's not necessarily, you know, based on time or whatever. But you know, Kenneth Hagin was talking about, you know, man, he had, the enemy was trying to talk to him. Oh, you're not doing anything. You could have been, you know, doing your sermon for tomorrow or whatever. He's like, now, devil, the Lord says here in the word that I'm being edified in the spirit, and I'm speaking mysteries. And he said, if you talk to me one more time, he's like, I'm gonna pray an additional 2 hours. And so the devil talked to him another time. So then he prayed 4 hours, and then he said, now, devil, you know, he told him what the word said, and he said, and if you talk to me again, I'm gonna pray 6 hours. And so he talked to him again. So then he prayed 6 hours in the spirit. And he said, man, when he prayed that, when he hit that 6 hour mark, there was a real gusher. Like he started to receive revelation in the spirit. You know, the Lord just gave him so much, you know what I mean? Just for dedicating at the time, I believe the Lord rewarded him. But I think it's one of those gifts that there's so many things attached to it, that it's not necessarily a cookie cutter, dry, cut and dry thing. It's however this, there's different manifestations of the same working of the spirit, and so it's whatever the Lord wants to do. And I think it's pretty, it can be fun, and it could be like, wow, like what is the Lord going to do today? Is he going to, do I have heart issues? Is he going to clear up? Is he going to bring something up? Is he going to pray for someone? Many times, when I was prayer walking, you get discernment about the spirits in the area, and then so you pray on that, and he'll express his attitude and his what he how he feels about it, and if he's not happy, you're gonna know it. You know what I mean? Like, and whatever it is, so it's like, wow, like this is so cool. So anyway, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Sometimes when I've been praying for a while and going into intercessory prayer, names will pop up that the Lord has shown me. That's who I'm praying for. I think you mentioned something about it a while ago, but this is names that I haven't heard in years and years and years that the Lord has brought up in front of me. These are people I know, and He'll bring them up in time, and I'll, know that I'm praying for them. So that's pretty neat as well. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
I'm going to backtrack just a little bit here. Angelica, when you were talking about praying in tongues and your health and healing and stuff like that, what came to me is if the spirit of God that if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then that same spirit will give life to your mortal bodies. And I always look at that as, when I pray in the spirit, that it's beneficial to my health and healing and everything. So just wanted to put that in there. So I don't think it, I think it's definitely a
Amen.
amen. One of the workings of the spirit when you were praying the spirit,
Amen.
is healing. So thank you,
Yeah.
Lord.
Amen. And it's not to, if anyone else wants to jump in, please do. But I just, it's one of the, it was kind of like one of those things, like we don't really know how in many ways we know the Lord is leading us or whatever, but like I think I felt like a spiritual I don't know, kindergartner in like how, like in working with the spirit, right? Like the Bible talks about, the spirit leading and the spirit's opinion and the spirit, in Acts and, this, I think this is well, this is good and the spirit agrees. And so it's like, and people talk about, well, this is a third person, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of our Father. So it's like, in that way, it's like, through this, I've kind of like had more of that kind of like, wow, this is something I just didn't really know how to, when you're in circumstances, you can tell, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and tell you which way to go, but you're not always in those circumstances. So this is like another way, I think, of like of learning the inner workings of the Holy Spirit through you. And just being open to receiving and yielding to what he has to say. And I think that helps me to sort of not be so in my mind, because I'm a person that has been just rolling my mind, intellectually in my mind, and versus, okay, so when you do this, you're stepping back. You're not praying with your understanding. So you're letting him doing the praying, and the rest is received from the spirit, and you're learning. And you're just like, wow, like, God doesn't even need me. I mean, he needs my tongue, right? But like, just so like, so that has been also the, like, it kind of brings me joy and get excited to, pray in the spirit like that long, because it's like, well, what is it going to be today? Right. And again, from day to day, we may be doing the same things outwardly, and the enemy might, be like, attack your mind and say, it's so boring, or is this all there is, or whatever. But like, really, just praying in the spirit can bring so much to you. Like, in just a short amount of time with my extended prayer language, I feel like the Lord has accomplished so much. But it's just one of those things. It's again, it's not It's not works, because the enemy is going to say, oh, that's just your works. You can use attacks in different ways. That's just your works. You're just trying to, experience something, and that's wrong or whatever. No, I'm not trying to experience anything. As many times as just you praying in the spirit, and you may not feel any different, but you have to say, I am being edified because the word says, right? I am being recharged. I am being healed. God is doing his will through me, whatever that might be. Hallelujah. Whatever it is. And so, that's kind of like, wow, like there's so much more to working with the spirit, and the spirit working with you and through you, for you and for others, that just this one gift gives you access to. So it really, I think, is very empowering, because, you might have a really busy schedule, or you might maybe not know a lot of people, or you might be, working inside all day long, whatever. And but you're still able to accomplish whatever the Lord wants to accomplish through you. And that's like, wow, thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, Julie.
Thanks, Angelica. It was really good. I was excited and encouraged to pray more in the spirit too. And I think that's why the enemy discourages us so much and tries to keep us in whatever, distracted. I think I know me. He's been, that's been one of my biggest areas I've been praying to the Lord about overcoming, is being distracted. And the enemy hates and fears us praying in tongues so much. And that just you're, being attacked about it, in your dreams and in your mind. I can relate, not the dreams so much, but, being attacked in my mind or my body or whatever, to try to get me not to do something that I know the Lord's wanting me to do. And the other thing that came to my mind as a scripture that came to my mind was, you're talking about, bringing the healing to you, and, the deep parts of your soul where only he can reach, because he's the only one that sees everything, and, and dealing with our emotions. And I can relate to that too, what you were saying about that. But the scripture that came to my mind is in 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I pray that in all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And I think that, the word prosper there is not necessarily like, well, it's healing, it's growing and it's maturing, and it's as the Lord, works in us, he's our shepherd, Psalm 23, he restores our souls, and he does it through his word and by the spirit. So the more I agree with what you're saying, the more we can dedicate, surrender ourselves and discipline ourselves to pray in the spirit a lot, we're going to reap rewards, that, spiritual rewards, emotional rewards, physical, whatever it is that we're praying about that the Lord knows we need, because we know it's his will, that it is being done when we pray in the spirit for ourselves or whomever. And I just want to share that with you. That scripture came to my mind about that, that we are, our soul is prospering and it's growing and it's maturing and it's being healed and restored. And so is our health, and all that that means.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, Amen. The emotional stuff, because, I'm, anyone can get taken with emotional things, women especially, but, some things are, you don't want to hang on to it anymore. You're done with it, but it's just the enemy keeps bringing it up and reopening it, reopening. And it's like, you just feel like so exhausted from it. And I think that praying in the spirit has really freed me up from that. And I had, just was able to, I felt like, I empowered to overcome some of these things that I've not, been able to, basically just with praying, in my understanding. But, we had a prayer meeting after this testimony. We had a prayer meeting, at a book study, and we were, we were praying, and it was real powerful. And Michael saw, the cloud, a cloud hovering over us, and then, sort of fall, over, unto us all, like in a mist. And he felt that the Lord was, giving us this grace to overcome the things that we've struggled with, And so anyway, just from this one thing, I think a lot has come from it, but also I think I've been being attacked far more, with rejection about a lot of different things. And of course I'm fighting against that, but kind of in a messy way. Like, emotions, like, it's just like the enemy can really just, when you're alone, all day long, the enemy can really just get at you. And some things I find myself, while you're in the middle of it, like, oh, the enemy's got me again here, like, whatever. But things are coming of this that I didn't, I kind of just didn't expect. But anyway, I just, pray, we can pray at the end of this, that we all, God will give us the grace to, to use this, but also to overcome the attacks, because he wants to discourage us from using it. And I'll say this too, so you can pray for us, that as I was prayer walking down my street, there's like a skilled nursing facility. They got various things going on there. And I kind of always pray over them, because you know how it is with those places. They're basically death traps. And so I just have a heart for those people, because they can't do anything for themselves, and no one's there, for them to, most of the time. And so this, I was praying through there. So when I was prayer walking, I felt the Lord saying, pray for an open door. And I was like, yes. And I was like, the Lord, that means the Lord's going to open the door. So I was praying for an open door that the Lord would allow, for us to maybe go in there, or be like a companion one-on-one to these, people, share the gospel, whatever, So I was telling Debbie about this, and I was like, well, I was like, well, why don't we just go in and ask about it, So we went in and asked about it. We got some, we talked to the people in there, and applications or whatever. And my goodness, the atmosphere in there is just so, desperate. And so we finally, last week, we took back the applications, and we talked to this lady. Her name was Amy, and she seemed to be a person of faith to some degree, and really open to us sharing the gospel with everybody. But I was like, wow. So I was like, wow, thank you, Lord. Like, most places are they're not going to just give you the go ahead to do that, But this seems like a very, you have like open opportunity here. And then, but then what she said, which just kind of like really blew me away. She's like, there are 30-year-olds in here that will never leave here. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, first of all, I was like, no, we don't receive that. But I was like, wow, there's probably vaccine injury young people who probably have a lot of organ failure or whatever. And it's like, to be that age in bed, and to have that mind, I'll never leave here. I'm like, my gosh. So, we dropped the applications off. They had to do background checks, whatever. And so, and I feel like that's probably the reason why the enemy's attacked me so hard this week, because I have to pray in the spirit. So God, and I have been to, so God, God will be able to lay the groundwork there and prepare the hearts there, so that he can allow for an open door, for Debbie and I. So pray for us, because they're going to contact us maybe tomorrow, to see, when we start or whatever. And so, but I was like, Lord, I don't want to go. I don't want to go if I can't be a true witness of your love, of your light, of the healing, of your power. Like, I don't want to go, just shooting, just in the dark. Like, I want to be effective, it's just his power. But, some people don't have, they're, have time there. There's always ambulances there picking people up, either deaths or coming in. I don't know. But there are old people there too, and young people. And I just didn't never, I never would have thought there were young people there. And so there's a whole hodgepodge of things going on there. Skilled nursing, people who just came out of a surgery, who are rehab, and people who are there, basically long term. And so that's something that, I mean, I'm just like, wow, Lord, I would love to see you clear these persons out. But I'm like, okay, Lord, first of all, I would love to be able to go to these young people and share with them how you've healed me, how you've delivered me, how you've, got, just get to know them, and be able to share those things, and be so thrilled that I have an open door to do that, where no one's going to be, upset with me because I'm talking about the gospel or anything. But there's no point in going if the Lord's not leading, if the Lord's not his will is not there. So pray for us that the Lord opens a door and that his will is there and that his power is upon us, because I'm an extremely weak vessel. M many times I even question, like, am I even going to make it, Lord? Because I've had so many things, really, really terrible things, and I'm, because of my background struggles, but I know the Lord is, he's gracious, and he wants me to, to continue in the faith, and we can get really discouraged and stuff. And so, pray for me if you remember. But anyway, that's something that came out of this, you know what I mean? Praying in the spirit. And so continue to pray in the spirit, because God's going to go lay the groundwork, and those people are going to be healed in the name of Jesus. Whether it's a progressive thing or an instantaneous thing where God can do something, because now is the time for these things, And it's like, okay, well, I just want to make myself available to you, Lord, whatever you want. But I don't want fear in my heart. I don't want doubt. I don't want my past issues to be in the forefront of my mind when I'm going out there. I want to be, in that place of strength and faith and joy and peace, that when I go out there, no matter what I encounter, that you've already gone before me, and I'm just listening, and I'm just obeying, I'm just following your leading, and we're going to see results from that, so amen.
Amen. If you and Debbie get out there on any kind of a schedule, let us know and we'll pray for you during those days. Okay. Anyone else? We're about ready to close out. Angelica, thank you so much for sharing that. It got me pumped up. I'll
Well,
tell you,
you're
I'm ready.
pumped up to go to bed.
Well, no, not really. I've got
No,
probably another couple hours before I go to
I'm
bed.
kidding. Well, I'd like to pray if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Lord, I just thank you, Father God. I just thank you for all that you are done, all that you have done, all that you have provided. I thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can't do anything apart from you, Lord. And it, in the flesh, there's no power in the flesh, Lord. It's just in your spirit. And I pray, Father, for an anointing for all of us to be able to have the discipline, Father God, to give you the time to pray in the spirit, to hear what you have to say, Lord. And that out of that, Lord, so many more blessings would come, so much more understanding of how your Holy Spirit works within us, through us, for us, unto others, Father God, unto yourself, Lord God, that we would begin to learn these things, Lord, that we would not be blind, spiritually blind or ignorant, because we're your people. We believe by faith that we're your bride, Lord. And these are there's just so much that we have not understood, we've not entered into, and we desire to enter into. And so we ask you for these gifts, and we ask that you remove all forms of rejection that hinder us from receiving. You want to give us these things. You want to freely give us all of these things. It has nothing to do with who's greater or who's better, or that's not true. And the enemy uses all kinds of reasonings to stop us from just receiving, believing we receive but like a child, and just walk by faith that we have what we have asked for, and have an expectation, and move forward with that, and are being continually led by you, and doing all of that, Father God. So we ask you to do that. We ask you to for open doors for ministry, those that we've been praying for, those around us that are suffering, people that we don't even know, Father God, all of these things, Father God, that as we yield ourselves to you, Father God, you would just have your way and do a mighty, mighty work through us, and that we would just have testimonies come out of that, Lord. And I just ask you for a special grace that we would overcome all the enemies, all of our weaknesses, to overcome those weaknesses, bring those weaknesses to light, Lord God. Show us those things, Father God. Show us the subtlety of the enemy in our life, Father God, so that we can overcome this, Father God. So that, and give us the grace to choose you, Lord God, because many times we're not choosing you. We're choosing something else, and we don't know that we're doing that, Lord. We're being steered in a direction that we don't want to go, Lord. And so we ask that you lovingly steer us back in the direction of of our spiritual service, of ministry, of being completely devoted to you, of being faithful in everything that we do, Father God, of being okay with being completely dead to self, to this world, to its things, to the news, to everything, Lord, that we would just be so immersed in what you have to say and be empowered by that and be effective just because of that. That is why you called us. That is your purpose of why you have called us, Lord. And Lord, I just repent because it's like, what have I been doing? I just walking in the flesh. I'm just this fleshly man doing fleshly things. But it's so easy to just, you know what? I'm gonna do what, because I've been empowered to do this, and I want to do this, Lord. So give us the grace to want to do this, Lord God, that even at the expense of sleep or time doing this or time doing that, Father God, that we would just be so impressed that you know, through your spirit, like, this is something I need you to do, because someone over here needs this prayer, someone over here needs a miracle, and our willingness brings these things about. And we just thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you that you have made a way through your giftings to be able to reach out in ways that we never could in the flesh. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we're all going to stand on that prayer ourselves. And we thank you, Father, that we all are going to enjoy the spirit of the living God in us, and the prayer language that you've given us. And Lord, we're going to utilize it to its fullest in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Angelica, for giving her testimony tonight. I'm sure it got everybody fired up, I hope. And I praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Lord, bless her mightily when she goes over to that nursing home, her and Debbie both. And Lord, that people would be saved and brought to Jesus. Not only that, healed, delivered, and set free from all the things that have hindered their lives and stuck them in that hole over there. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, folks, we're out of time. Bless y'all.